Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Seth Havhager.
Good morning, everyone.
And we are looking forward to having some fun with you this hour. Jam-packed hour. I don't know how we're going to get everything in. We have got Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up. We've got our Culver Star of the Day, a holiday theme edition. Looking forward to that.
That's going
to
be fun.
Going to play some quotes from a classic holiday episode or show or movie or TV, whatever. You got to call up and get it right. You win two Cocker Mixers, two value baskets from our Wisconsin Rapids Culvers.
Yes, indeed.
And, of course, we're going to be joined by our newest great friend, Ashley.
Yes.
She is our newest team member around here with our marketing and sales department. She's killing it over there, doing a great job. She's got a new promotion that we want to talk about, and she's going to join us on the air for it.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Finally getting her on the air.
Yeah, it'll be her first time on the air with us. It'll be a lot of fun. And, of course, in the 9 o'clock hour, good stories of the day, that ain't right stories. See what other troubling. I want to get into this entertainment story with you, Seth, about the... According to Rolling Stone, the 50 biggest mistakes in music history. We're going to have some fun with that.
Okay, that's going to be good.
So that'll be coming up. Of course, I did want to get into our schedule here at the station. We will lead you into Morning Magazine, final one of the week, where in part one, we welcome in our great friends from the Historic Point Boss. We got Mike Hittner, Tom Bremer coming in. We're going to talk about Heritage Holiday.
That's cool.
Any chance to talk history, any chance to talk with those two, I will take it. And then in part two, River Kings coach Paul Peckman going to join us. We are going to talk about the River Kings and community events happening, thanks to our friends at the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau.
Very cool.
You're telling me I get to talk history and hockey.
All in one show, man.
Please don't tell the people at Civic Media they don't need to pay me. Like, at least that hour. At least that hour.
At least for that hour.
They could have gotten that hour for free.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. That is going to be a lot of fun.
Yes.
And, of course, we got great stuff on our radio station all weekend long. We do want to remind you that tonight at 7:30, we have a puck night going on. Your Badgers taking on the Gophers.
Oh, rivalry game.
It's so good. Wisconsin versus Minnesota and Minnesota for that one.
Yes.
It's going to be a great game.
That's going to be a good series.
Also want to encourage you to check out on our sister station. We have great high school girls and boys basketball. Lincoln High School at Marshfield. Gene Delisio on the call.
That's awesome.
Man, I am a big fan of Mr. Delisio. I've known Gene for years. I've worked with him for many years. We've had shared many conversations. What you hear on the air is what you get off air with Gene. It's a great man, a great guy.
Very good. Gene,
Don going to run the board. You know it's going to sound good when you got Don Cheeseboro running the board here, so that is going to be fun.
Doubleheader. Yeah, they're doing both games, which is really cool.
And then on Saturday, we got Wisconsin hockey wrapping up that two-game series against Minnesota. We'll have that at 5:30 Saturday night. Then on our sister station on WIRI at 6:59, our pregame coverage starts for River Kings hockey.
That's
taking
right
on Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
Let us welcome our River Kings back to town. Let us fill the arena, the Southwood County Rec Center. Let's show them what home ice advantage is.
We have not had a lot of chance to go. There's not been many home games lately. Let's get out there. Get your hockey itch. Scratch it.
I have talked to the players. I've talked to Coach, Coach Quarter and Coach Peckman about this. There is something different here in Rapids the way we are as far as hockey fans. The rest of the USPHL is not like this. They got some spots in Minnesota and some other places, but in here in Wisconsin, there is nobody that supports their hockey team like we do.
Absolutely.
Let's fill up that arena. Let us show them what hockey fans are.
Yeah.
And let's make sure that Hudson leaves here shaking their heads like, man, I never want to play there again. It's going to be a good one. Again, if you can't make it to the Southwood County Rec Center, which we encourage you to do, we hope that you will join us on our sister station, WisCountry 105.5. Our coverage will start at 6:59.
Yep.
Usually, we've got Mark covering those games.
Yep.
Mark was cool enough to let us know that he has a family. He's got some family things going on, so we will not be able to make it. We wish him a good weekend, though.
Yes, we do.
We do want to welcome Eric Maladozic, who is going to be covering the game for us.
Oh, nice.
And Eric does a great job. Eric knows his stuff. He's going to bring a lot of information, a lot of stats and different stuff to the game. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yep. Very cool.
And then on Sunday, the sports wrap up with Marquette men's basketball at Notre Dame. Go Marquette.
Yep.
that game will be at 2:30, of course, as all Marquette games are on our sister station, WIRI.
Yep.
And here at WFHR, Sunday night at about 4:30, Wisconsin men's basketball at Iowa.
Yes.
Should be a good game.
Yes, indeed.
Now, you may notice that start time, 4:30, the pregame coverage starts for that. That means that there will be no Seth Faces the Music.
Right. We don't know when it's going to end. Yeah.
I should say, we're going to have in the programming ready to go whenever that game ends. We will have a Seth Faces the Music and a director's cut.
Yeah.
But those will be repeats.
Yes, indeed.
Do you know which rerun you're going to use for director's cut? Seth Faces the Music.
No, I haven't decided yet. So it'll probably be only the end of it if it does actually play.
Yeah.
So just tune in to see what's there. But we are going to be doing, like James said, a rerun of a episode of Director's Cut we did, an interview with Bria.
Yeah, yeah.
The local author, and yes. Talk about her writing process, doing podcasting and all stuff, that kind of stuff. So I rebroadcast to that one because it was I think we both found that as a really cool interview. And I think we want to do that one again.
And to be honest, I thought you had a good point, Seth. This is a show that we're doing for others. We want other artists to be on the show. The last couple we've had to do, you and I have kind of tagged
teamed.
So getting an interview on there was great. I thought that was a good idea. It does also, we want to remind the audience, we are taking all artists, taking all comers.
Yep.
If you make board games, video games, if you're a coder, if you're a blogger, if you are a magician, if you are a painter, a photographer, anybody, all of the above.
Yep.
We would love to get more musicians on the air with us. Seth and I have a couple of people that we have reached out to.
Yep.
And we will probably have them on, I would say, probably in the new year.
Yes.
I think
scheduling stuff, of course.
This time of year.
It's hard.
It's ridiculous to ask. Like a show like that, for instance. I had a guest all lined up, and then I noticed the Badger game. I don't want to bring a guest on for a show that may not even air.
Exactly.
So with something like that, we're just going to kind of, go through. But I do want to thank the audience for the support on the show. We've gotten such great feedback on it. You guys have been great about that. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. We do appreciate it. Very much so.
All these sports we will cover on Playmakers on Monday at 10 a.m. It'll just be me doing that show. Maybe I might drag Seth in. We'll see if he's busy or not.
You know, come on now.
If you're not busy, I'll drag you in.
Yeah.
But that'll be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to that, talking all this and talking with you about Playmakers on Monday.
Yes, very good.
So our opening story for this is just weird, Seth. it's nothing but weird today.
Lots of weird.
That's basically what we're dealing
with. We're all about the weird.
If you are looking for a unique baby name, how about eggnog?
What?
Yeah.
Eggnog?
Eggnog. Apparently less than 24 people have ever been named this. A site in the UK called Find My Past went through 14 billion historical documents from the past 500 years. And they looked for people with festive holiday-themed names.
Okay.
The most common one was Ivy.
That's a pretty name, yeah.
They found 2.3 million Ivies since the 1500s.
What? Oh, wow. Yeah. That's a lot.
Angel, another common one.
That's a nice one,
common one. That was next with 6,552.
Okay.
But the list gets even more fun as you go along. like Present.
Huh?
Present was third on the list.
What? Present?
Yeah, yeah. I could see that as a name, although I have never heard it.
I know.
I've never heard it. I've never seen it in like print or like even in
no,
like a TV
I've
or
never,
a movie
ever
or anything
seen
like that. No.
Now it's going to suddenly become a very popular name.
Maybe. Holly is number 4.
Holly, that one I'm surprised that's not number 3. Because Holly would be, I don't know. That's weird.
I've never thought about this before, but I've actually dated 2 people with holiday names. I've dated a Holly and a Joy. I've never thought about that before. Star is 5th.
Star.
I have heard of a star. I've heard of that one.
Mm-hmm.
Over 300,000 babies have been named Wine.
Wine.
Wine. That's, I don't know.
Did their parents have a problem? They might have a little bit of a problem.
I mean, if they didn't, they might now. I mean, wine. Wine.
I keep calling for my wine.
And don't complain when your baby whines. Do not complain. You can't complain. You didn't.
Yeah, how did you spell that? Is it W-H-I-N-E?
They spell it W-I-N-E.
I know.
They
don't, oh, man.
They don't even mess around. This one's a little tough here. Santa. Which means saint in Spanish, to be fair, is seventh with 1,508.
Yes. So, and I have heard that on that. That's a name I have heard, especially from Spanish speaking places. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Chestnut.
Oh.
I don't know why that's so silly. I
don't know why. Well, I think it's kind of cool.
I'm picturing a little Charlie Brown like kid. Chestnut. Chestnut, get over here, Chestnut. I feel like that. Why am I treating these children like they're a missing dog? Why am I like, I see Chestnut. I don't know why I'm treating
just
them.
Just walking around trying to see if you can find him. Chestnut.
I am coming across like the world's worst father right now. Like, what is he? How did he treat his kids?
Yeah, my gosh.
Christmas was next on this list. I actually thought that would be a little bit higher.
Yeah, me too.
Because I've heard that one too. I've heard that one.
Christmas, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, interestingly, Santa, I've heard that's mostly the only people I've ever been called that. Most of my people I growing up, like Spanish people.
Yep.
I knew.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas, all over the gamut. I've seen African American people. I've seen white people. I've seen, like, that's a name that's been used all over. I think it's more common as a last name, though.
I think that I do know a few people last name is Christmas. Yes,
and 25,000 kids since they've been doing this, going way back to the 1500s. 25,000 kids have been named Turkey.
What?
Yeah, and
Turkey.
It does not look like any of them from the country Turkey. none of them.
No, they wouldn't have that name.
No.
That's weird.
That is a little.
That's
weird.
That's weird.
That's a little weird.
How come? I don't know if it's on the list or not, but I always thought Noel. Or Noel.
Yeah,
got to be on the. Because I've seen that not only on. That's a. For, you know, maybe people think it's a female name, but it's a male name too. It's both.
Yeah.
You can use it for both.
That's the top 10, but the less common names are even better.
Okay.
I'm with you. I would have thought Noel and Joy would be on this list for sure.
Yeah.
I don't see either of them, just looking ahead a little bit.
Unless they're not considered, but Noel would be considered
Holly
a Christmas.
Was put on there. So
yeah, why not?
Think, yeah. In the past 500 years, at least 3,200 kids have been named reindeer. You can't even name them one of the reindeer names? I mean, at least you name them, Rudolph or something. I mean, give them something.
They could have used the alternate name, caribou. I mean.
I guess.
Which is worse, caribou or reindeer?
I feel like caribou is at least a little exotic. A little like, ooh, caribou. What is short for reindeer? Rainy?
Rainy.
Deary?
Deary?
I don't know.
I think rain, probably.
I'm trying to think how my father would have shortened that name. I don't know. We got another group, 2,600 kids that have been named Tinsel.
Tinsel?
I don't know which one I have more of an issue with. Tinsel or the 2,000 kids that were named Mistletoe.
Mistletoe, oh.
I feel like
Missy.
That's...
That one you can do Missy with.
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
Yeah.
I do feel like you're asking for trouble with that one, though. I feel like you name your kid Mistletoe. I don't know why, but I feel like you're asking for trouble.
Why does everyone keep kissing me? I don't understand.
579 kids have been named Snowman.
Snowman. Not just Snow. Yeah. Snowman.
284 kids have been named Nutcracker.
No.
Hopefully none of them boys.
Yeah, really?
Or all of them boys. I don't know if that's a better name for
Nutcracker.
A boy or a girl. I don't know.
No.
That's wrong.
That is wrong.
And they found 23 people named Eggnog. 23.
Okay. How is eggnog any worse than Nutcracker? Seriously.
I don't know, but it is. I don't know. I can't scientifically prove it, but somehow in my head it is.
It's worse.
Nutcracker is the worst of all these.
Eggy.
Eggy is.
Or Noggy.
Yeah, yeah.
Those would work, I guess. Those would work. But only 23, so.
And
they all changed their names.
Absolutely. There is not one of these kids that as soon as they turn 18 is probably not changing their name. Although I will say, because some of these names do tend to be like hand-me-downs, like
that's
mine,
true,
James.
Yep.
I'm the fourth James.
Yep.
I would say in that case, they're still changing their name.
Yep.
They're still changing it. We will take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to do some celebrating with our friends from Misty's Menu and the Misty Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Don't forget, we also have our Star of the Day from Culver's coming up. We're going to have some fun with that. Seth and I are going to play a famous quote from a longtime movie or TV show or special, something holiday-themed.
Mm-hmm.
Call up and win two concrete mixers, two value baskets from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's when we do that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be joined by our new friend Ashley. She is our newest team member with our marketing and sales team. Ashley's got a cool project she wants to talk to us about. That is all coming up in this 8 o'clock hour right here on Mornings at WFHR, locally grown radio. It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at Misty's Menu. If you are hungry, treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Let them know that we appreciate them sponsoring the birthday and anniversary club. Wish them a great weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see here. So looking at our list, Seth, I need a 1 or a 2.
2.
All right, that gives us our qualifier, so we can get right into the celebrating. All right, so we want to first up today wish a very happy 61st anniversary.
Whoa.
Big 6-1, Seth. Jerry and Marge went.
Oh, Jerry and Marge, congratulations. Have a great anniversary. 61. Wow.
60th anniversary gift is a diamond, and the 65th is a blue sapphire.
So somewhere in between there, yeah.
Some diamond sapphire thing. I don't know what's in between that. But Jerry and Marge, that hit my romantic heart. We wish you a happy 61st, you two. Thank
Indeed.
You so much for getting us that anniversary. It's fun to celebrate those.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at Saturday, we've got two more anniversaries. We want to wish a very happy 56th anniversary to Bernard and Jerry and Crow.
Oh, Bernard and Jerry, congratulations. Man, nothing but big anniversaries this weekend. Holy cow.
Yeah, happy 56, you two. We wish you a fantastic one and many, many more.
Amazing.
And our qualifiers for Saturday celebrating their 45th, which crazily is the small one on this list. That's crazy.
This is great.
Tom and Ellen Sox, we wish you a very happy 45th anniversary.
Tom and Ellen, happy anniversary. Congratulations. And your qualifiers.
45 is Sapphire. So 45 is sapphire, and let's see, 56. Well, 55 is emerald.
Okay.
So, and then 60
we're getting to the expensive
diamond.
Gems here.
Yeah. We wish you a great one, whatever anniversary you're celebrating.
Yeah.
And if you're celebrating birthdays out there, we wish you a great one. Do us a favor, get us more of these, because we got nothing on Sunday. None on Sunday.
What? No. No.
Well,
our streak is broken.
We missed that. We missed one earlier, too. So
I
think the streak has been broken. But
we've
been doing really good with these. We've been getting qualifiers every day. We appreciate our listeners doing that, the best listeners in radio. Keep getting these to us, everybody. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james@WFHR.com, or Seth or any of our staff. Like our Facebook page, direct message us your birthdays and anniversaries that way. It's not just us here in town or us in Wisconsin or even us in America here that like this. We have found out in the last couple of weeks, we've got a handful of listeners out there in Sweden and Finland. We've got some new Swiss listeners out there. That's fantastic. I don't know what they get out of this. I ask them all the time, and they just love listening. They just love
to celebrate. They just love it, really? Okay, that's great.
I think we forget. People don't really celebrate birthdays like we do here in America.
That's true.
And anniversaries and a lot of these things. So the way we do it here, it kind of can be infectious. It can be kind of fun and everything. So
that's cool.
We appreciate you guys getting us your birthdays, anniversaries. Keep them coming, everybody. Going to take a quick look at our celebrity list here, and not a huge list for you. Simon Helberg is 42.
Okay.
He was Howard in The Big Bang Theory. Simon's done a lot of good character work in his career.
Yes,
his short career. He's done some other good stuff, too. Let's see here. Trey Cool is 50, Green Day drummer.
Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness.
Very
50?
Good drummer. Yeah.
He's 50. Oh, man.
He's good. He's a little underrated, I think, actually.
I agree.
The rhythm of that whole that small band that they got there. Jacob Dylan is 53. Lead singer of the Wallflowers. A pretty darn talented singer-songwriter in his own right.
Yes.
Once you get away from, he's gotten kind of his solo stuff, it seems like he's gotten found his own voice more.
He has.
I can't imagine what it must be like as an, it's hard with my father's shadow, and nobody knows my dad.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what it would be like with your dad being Bob Dylan.
Yes.
And trying to live to that.
Do the same, the same stuff that he did. Yeah, that's got to be tough. But he's done a pretty good job.
To be able to do your own thing.
Yep.
Yeah. Donny Osmond, 65 today. Very happy birthday to him. One of the greatest actors of all time. I genuinely think that I think I'm pretty safe on that one. Am I biased because he's one of Chicago's own? Yes. Yes, incredibly. It doesn't mean I'm wrong. John Malkovich is 69 today.
Oh, I didn't know he was from Chicago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know he's a Chicago guy. Okay.
Malkovich, along with Mesha Taylor, John Mahoney, and Gary Sinise started Steppenwolf Theater.
Oh, he was one of them, too. I didn't know that.
When they started Steppenwolf Theater, they wanted there to be a place for serious, edgy drama to be able to be performed, and to be able to do this in at the time, really one of the like this is before Broadway is Broadway. And mm-hmm. this is at a time where Broadway is beginning to be Broadway, and it's also beginning to be very clicky. And you have to be a certain type of thespian to be able to be on the Broadway theater and everything. Gary Sinise and John Malkovich was like, they won't take us. So where can we go to do edgy theater? Where can we go to do real theater? Well, let's create our own theater. Let's mm-hmm. do our own thing. They started out, their first play that they put on, while in between scenes, they would have to run over and basically, like I shouldn't have said, steal toilet paper to fill in the stalls and everything for guests and everything. Right now, Steppenwolf Theater is considered the Broadway of the Midwest.
Yep.
If you want to be taken seriously as an actor, you don't have to necessarily graduate, but you take some classes, you go to Steppenwolf Theater, one of the greatest theaters in the world, like not just here mm-hmm. in America, in the world, what they started yep. there. Not to mention, you've never seen John Malkovich do a bad job. I guarantee no. you. You go ahead and you pull up any scene in any movie that man has ever done, you've never seen him do a bad scene, mm-hmm. let alone a bad role. John Malkovich, one of the greats.
Yep.
Michael Dorn is 70. Worf on Star Trek.
Oh, my God. He's 70 years old?
I did not realize
Michael
that.
Dorn is 70 years old?
That's crazy.
I love Michael Dorn.
Great actor.
Yes.
Great actor.
And the nice thing is he's popped up in several things since then. He has not been completely typecast as...
Isn't he the Allstate guy now? You're in good hands with Allstate. I think he is.
Is he?
He's one of the insurance guys.
Probably. He's got that great deep voice. He does. Yeah. And that's which is amazing. So
I always admire actors that can work through makeup. And one of the things that I haven't taken in a lot of Star Trek, but the little bit that I've seen there mm-hmm. and everything, he does a really good job.
Amazing. Yeah. He's one of the better makeup actors.
One of the greatest linebackers of all time. Again, I'm not just saying that because Dick Butkus. The great Dick Butkus is 80 years old today.
Oh,
a lot of people may not remember one of Dick Butkus's best friends of all time, Ray Nitschke. One of the greatest, if not the greatest linebacker in Green Bay history.
In Green Bay history, yeah.
Those two were longtime friends, went to school together at Illinois, mm-hmm. Stayed friends for till Ray's passing, I believe.
Yep.
But Dick Butkus, also greatest football name, arguably the greatest football name ever.
Yes.
When he was born, his daddy told him, "I'm sorry, Dick, you're going to play football." A name like that, I want to be an accountant. I'm sorry, you got to play football. That name, you have to play football.
And one of the hardest hitters you ever see in the football. I mean, just check out one of his highlight reels.
Oh my God.
He clobbered people.
Yeah. They don't hit like they did back nowadays. They don't hit like they did then.
No.
You felt you're like generations of your family felt it when like guys like Nitschke and Butkus hit
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah.
Bo Bridges, 81.
Bo Bridges is 81 years old?
I did not see that coming.
Wow.
I had no idea he was up that there in that age.
Oh,
that
my
man.
Gosh.
That's a good actor. Good
yes.
actor.
Yes. Good acting family. Let's put it that way. Yeah. The Bridge family. Yeah. The Bridges family is actually very good.
Very safe to say that.
Yeah.
One of the greatest actresses that any of us, and really just one of the greatest actors any of us will ever see, Dame Judi Dench, born in this day. She's 88 today and still working. Still working, still doing great work.
Yep.
Like, just a fantastic actor. Speaking of great actors, some people no longer with us, like Mr. I Am Spartacus, Kirk Douglas, born in this day in 1916, passed away just a couple years ago in 2020.
Iconic actor.
Just such an iconic actor.
One of the best.
One of the guys that helped the Hollywood get where it is mm-hmm. for that 70s, 60s audiences and everything.
When the big transition happened, yeah.
That jaw of his, man. I mean, a typical...
Screams like, leading man, right?
Really does. And he lived up to it.
Yep.
Like, you know, very well. Just a fun, great actor. Dick Van Patten, born on this day in 1928, passed away in 2015. Eight is Enough, Coach... Like, you know, wasn't he the guy in Coach?
You're mixing him up with Jerry Van Dyke.
Yes.
But Dick Van Patten, again, wasn't a bunch of Mel Brooks movies.
Yes.
He was
great.
He's always a very good comic actor, yes.
I'm coming for you, Wheezy! I'm coming! Horrible impression, but I had to do it because I grew up loving Mr. Red Fox.
Red Fox.
Born on this day in 1922, passed away in 1991. Of course, a superstar from Sanford and Son.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of sad, but I genuinely... Now, Red Fox started out as a stand-up comedian.
Yes, he did.
He was one of the guys who set the bar for Dick Gregory and Richard Pryor, Eddie Murphy, all those guys. And there's a reason why when they did Harlem Nights... they brought Red Fox in to play kind of the dad, sort of the grandfather of this and stuff, because for Richard and Eddie, they were sheepish around him. Like, these are two of the boldest personalities in human history, and they'd get around Red Fox, and they'd be kind of sheepish around him, because that was Red Fox.
Yeah.
It's kind of, I think it's kind of sad and also melancholy funny that he died of a heart attack. Red Fox would have found that hilarious.
He would have, absolutely.
It's the only reason I say I don't make light of that or anything right. like that. He, you know, had a lot, was very well loved and cared about and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But if you know stand-up comedians, if you've heard stories about Red Fox, that's his style of comedy.
He would have loved it.
He would have loved that, yeah.
He loved the irony.
One more time, we want to wish very happy anniversaries to our qualifiers. Today, happy 61st anniversary to Jerry and Marge Wendt.
Mm-hmm.
Happy anniversary, you two.
Yes, indeed.
Very happy 56th anniversary tomorrow to Bernard and Jerry Encrow.
Congratulations.
And a very happy 45th anniversary to Tom and Ellen Socks, our qualifiers.
Congratulations to you.
We encourage you to treat yourself. Head on over to Misty's Menu.
Mm-hmm.
They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week, and 9041 Stead Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Take a listen to Melissa's News, then get on over there and have some great fun with our friends at Misty's Menu, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Joy to the world.
Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio, getting in the Christmas spirit here at 8:38 on the clock. Your host, James. I'm joined by Seth Habiger, our head of production, and who did a great job with these bumpers here that you hear in the background.
It's so addictive. You can't stop doing it. I just keep, oh, this is good. Let's do this one. Yeah, woo.
I gotta do this to you for a second and embarrass you, because I came in yesterday and I see this program up on the computer I've never seen before. And I'm like, what is all this? And I look at Seth, I'm like, hey, do you need this up still? He's like, oh, no. You can actually help me by putting that away.
Yeah. So keep me from my addiction. Oh.
Seth, we are welcoming in right now. And I do want to remind the audience, we will be doing Culver's Star of the Day when we get done with this segment. But for now, we want to welcome in our newest team member, our newest friend, Ashley. She is with our newest team member over in our sales and marketing staff. Mm-hmm. Ashley, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. We're doing very good. We appreciate this time. Ashley, before we dive into why you're joining us today, I just want to give the audience a little bit of your origin story. Where do you, what kind of field do you come from? Are you from the sales and marketing field? Have you done that kind of work before?
I've been very lucky to have several different jobs in the marketing field.
Right on.
I graduated in 2016 in Stevens Point with my marketing degree. I've worked at like car dealerships and chiropractic offices, and I even own my own small business on the side. Mm-hmm. So it gives me a really different perspective on how to help businesses, because they're so different.
Yeah, yeah.
And one business will want this and another business will want this, and it's like, okay, how can we do that?
I admire what you and Steph and really all of the sales and marketing people do, really, in every industry, every field, especially our civic media team. We've got such an amazing team going along over to Roxanne, to you two, to everybody under that umbrella. Really fortunate to have those kind of people. I have to say, too, I've really enjoyed your energy. You've really, you know, added some energy to the... I think we've got great people here. We've got great energy, but it doesn't hurt. And look, Steph works her tail off. It is so nice to see having her a partner in crime over there for her.
Oh, yes.
And everything.
I see it. And from the moment I started, it was funny because we kind of worked together to help out a local craft show that was going on. And so we connected together, and we were in Madison doing training, and we're just getting to know each other. And here we are at 10 o'clock at night shooting ideas around for this commercial we're working on.
That's awesome.
And it was a good bonding experience, but that girl never stops.
No. She's
never stops.
100 miles an hour.
She really is something. Are you from this area? Are you from Wisconsin?
I grew up here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Cool.
I went to school and graduated from Lincoln.
Cool.
So Red Raiders.
Yes,
here we go.
Red Raiders, yes. Lincoln alum here too.
Yes. Oh, yes. I've got three kids of my own in the school system now.
Cool.
I love this area so much. There's so much to offer, and it's the atmosphere is so much different from when I was growing up too.
Yeah.
So it's like people try different things. You've got eclectic different stores. You have just this energy.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's addicting. I really like it.
I agree with you. And that love for the area shows. We've already seen dividends of that with some of the work that you've done. But this this project that you're working on right now, you told me about it about a week or two ago, and I haven't been able to stop thinking about it, to be honest with you, because I think it's such a unique idea, and it brings in some of our favorite groups of people to talk about. So let's talk about Holiday for the Seniors.
Yes.
This is something that it's as much of a part of your job as it is, it sounds like, a passion project for you as well.
It kind of is. I am the type of person that I love to help people. And I like to, like, if you see a need, fill a need kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And here in the holidays, we hear a lot about Toys for Tots, which is an amazing program. Mm-hmm. You know, without them, families would be a lot of hurt for the holidays. But you don't hear a lot for seniors. Mm-hmm. A lot of the times you hear the holidays were great, and oh yeah, we got to go see grandma in the nursing home. Mm-hmm. And they kind of forget that, you know, they are waiting for them. It's the holiday. Yeah. They're expecting that. So I wanted to put something together that would not only help the nursing homes and the staff that help these wonderful seniors, but also do something that's really wonderful for the seniors. Mm-hmm. So what I did is I spent the entire afternoon emailing and talking to all the elementary school principals, which God love all of them. Yeah. And they have agreed to have teachers in their schools make Christmas cards and art projects. And then we have enlisted the iconic Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. He was just in the newspaper mm-hmm. yesterday. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He is going to help us to deliver them to the nursing homes. Oh. And the reason I feel so good about this project is it's not about the money that you collect. It's not about the items that you drop off. It's simply about the time and showing them that they're not forgotten and you did take the time to do something. And who doesn't love art from children?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, my children give me art, and there's sometimes I look at it. I don't know about you guys, but I'm like, it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. You don't know. But at the end of the day, it's like you put it on your fridge and it's like, that's my kid's art.
That's right.
I don't care.
Yep.
It's gorgeous.
It doesn't matter.
Beautiful.
It's modern art. It's great.
Exactly.
It's very good. What a wonderful idea. I really, really think this is going to be a lot of fun. Is there ways that we as a community, we can help with this? Are there things we can do?
Well, right now we are collecting sponsorships from various businesses in the area. There is kind of a trade going on. You mm-hmm. help us with the senior project. We help you with some exposure on the radio, mm-hmm. Which this time of year, you know, why not say Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to the people listening, you know, and do it for a good cause. If you have any questions about this, me and Steph are working on it. Mm-hmm. So you can give us a call here at the radio station or reach out to us on the Facebook page.
Okay.
Yeah. But we're going to act now if you're going to, because we are going to be picking up the Christmas cards and artwork on December 16th. Okay. And then we're going to send Santa to all the area nursing homes on the 22nd.
Oh, cool.
Okay,
so
wow.
That way they have it right before Christmas. There isn't any lag for anyone, and they can really enjoy it. And the cool thing is I didn't even know this was a thing, and now I'm like super happy about it. But a lot of the nursing homes that I'm working with, there's a shortage on Santa Clauses.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Nobody can find a Santa Claus because they're all booked up. And the fact that we found a Santa Claus and he's going to all these places who couldn't find one, they're in the background going, yeah.
Oh, for a moment there, James, I thought you finally had your chance.
I was finally going to get to put on the old Santa outfit.
Yeah.
Nope, they don't need me. They don't need me, luckily. Then nobody needs a skinny
the role Santa. Of a life.
Nobody really needs that. But it is great to know that we've got other Santas out there that are stepping up and being able to help out and everything.
That's
really, really cool. I look forward to hearing more and more about this project, Ashley, and really more and more of what you come up with over there. Yeah, and you and Steph do. You guys keep us, not only do you keep our lights on, but and our commercial breaks exciting. But you guys are so much fun to work with. We have such a collaboration here. Mm-hmm. I worked at a lot of radio stations and I worked for a lot of companies. companies. I have never worked for one that truly believes in collaboration like this one does. Our sales staff doesn't just come up with stuff and throw it at us. They work with us on stuff. That's just not normal. That doesn't happen all the time.
Well, we're when you're lucky. The new person, it's smarter to ask those questions. In a conversation, I asked a question just as the newbie, and everybody kind of looked at me like, really? And I was like, what? That's what did happen. I miss?
Gotta get those out. It's the only way to find out. It's the only way to know.
That's right.
Again, Ashley, want to remind people if business is out there, if they want to sponsor, if they want to be a part of this, reach out to Steph and you.
Yes.
And they can do that by either using Facebook or then call our front desk, 424-1300, and the heart of WFHR, Pam Hilke, will connect you to Ash or Steph and get you guys connected that way. But also, you can direct message us on Facebook, our Facebook page, or the WII Facebook page as well. Mm-hmm. Just get a hold of us, everybody, and be a part of this. This is a really fun thing to be able to be a part of. And I think this goes, no matter how this does, I was talking with Ashley yesterday about this. This year is great. We're focused on this year, but I'm thinking about next year too.
Oh, yes.
And the year after. And really do it, making a tradition.
Make it a tradition, yeah.
I already have some people that are like, you know, I love this idea. I want to be part of it next year. Could we try this too? And I'm like, I am all for it. Let's see what we can do.
Yes.
And another lady that gave me a really good idea is they do adopt a grandparent in the area.
Yeah.
We might kind of team up with them and see about how much good we can really do.
Wow.
Anything we could do to help out our senior population and to let them know that we recognize them, we see them as often as possible, we're all game for here.
Indeed.
That sounds great.
And they were the ones that took care of us when we were younger. I'm not trying to be that person, but don't we owe it to them?
It's true. Yes, absolutely. I mean, this is the way the world works. This is the way human society has always worked. Mm-hmm. They paved the way for us so that we can ride these roads, and we take care of them when they are up there. And that doesn't it means Social Security. It means a lot of those things. Yes, it also means being a human being and just treating each other like humans. Especially this time of year. Yep. Ashley, really appreciate the time on the air. Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me. This is fun.
It won't be the last time.
No,
you'll
be back
more times. Yes,
get used to that.
We will take a quick commercial break. We'll come back, and Seth and I are going to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from Culver's right here on Mornings at WFHR. Lights, camera, action. It is time for WFHR Star of the Day featuring Culver's. What Seth and I are about to do is play a famous quote from a cartoon, a special, a movie, a TV show. Who knows?
A Christmas something.
We're not even sure. We're a little sure.
We have to do a little planning.
Little bit of planning on this one. But we are going to go ahead and make somebody a star of the day right now with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. You call up at 424-2600. As long as you have not qualified or won anything in 30 days, please feel free to call up and get in on this and let us know what movie, what TV show, what special, what's this from? And let's go ahead and get to it right now.
I never thought it was such a bad little tree. It's not bad at all, really. Maybe it just needs a little love.
Let's see if we have ourselves a winner here. Good morning. What's your answer?
Good morning. Charlie Brown Christmas.
Yes, that
indeed.
Is correct.
All right.
Nicely done. Can I get your first name?
Lisa.
Lisa, thank you so much for listening and playing along. Lisa, what town are you calling us from?
Port Edwards.
Hey, we got a Port Edwards winner. We haven't had one of those in a while.
Yeah.
That's awesome. We love our friends in Port. That is great. Thank you so much. Lisa, you knew that one pretty quickly, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a classic.
It's one of the classics,
yes,
right?
Yes, it really is.
Absolutely. Every year.
Yep.
It's interesting, too. Lisa, you may find this interesting. On this day, December 9th, 1965, is when a Charlie Brown Christmas special premiered.
I believe I watched it.
That's awesome. Very awesome.
That is very cool, Lisa.
That's good, yeah.
We are going to take a very short, very quick commercial break to get Lisa's information, and then we'll come right back and wrap up the hour. Lisa, thank you so much for playing along. You're our newest star of the day.
Thank you.
We're going to go ahead and take this quick commercial break here, everybody. We'll be right back with more Mornings on WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR.
We just can't get enough of this one.
I cannot get it. I kid you not, Seth, like days after Thanksgiving, this will pop in my head and it will not leave.
Not leave.
Until at least January 2nd or 3rd.
Yeah.
It's been happening to me since I was a little kid.
Since you first heard it.
I have no idea what they are singing.
No one does.
Nobody does. We're going to tell you.
Oh.
We have the lyrics.
We're actually going to read the lyrics for everybody.
Christmas time is here, happiness and cheer, fun for all that children call their favorite time of year.
There we go. All right.
Snowflakes in the air, carols everywhere, olden times and ancient rhymes of love and dreams to share.
Ooh, I like that. That's a beautiful. Great couplet there. Yes.
That's really good.
All right.
Sleigh bells in the air, beauty everywhere, Yuletide by the fireside and joyful memories there. Christmas time. It's the only part that we know, though.
That's the only one. Really,
I don't know any of those. I've never heard any of those lyrics. I don't even know if confidently they're singing those lyrics in this song.
It's hard to say.
In every version I could find of this is like recorded at a 5.
Yeah, for some reason.
It's interesting.
It's buried in the background of the mix there. I don't know what's going on.
There's something about it, man. There's something about this, just this little, and the nostalgia it creates.
Oh, my gosh.
Just hearing it.
Well, and it's great. I mean, Lisa even said she thinks she watched the very first one that came out, and she said she watches it every year. I mean, is this not like an heirloom?
It really
is. For the entire country. Everyone knows Charlie Brown Christmas. Everyone's watched it multiple times. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
It premiered on this day, December 9th in 1965, a Charlie Brown Christmas special. Think of the generations that have grown up on this. And it's so cool to think, you know, Lisa's generation, different generations in between, yours, mine.
Well,
we come from the same generation.
Yes, we do.
Our children watch these, you know? And even looking at it like my kids that are in their 20s, your kids that are in their, you know, single digits.
Yeah, exactly.
All of them.
Yep.
All of them. Taken in that little Christmas tree.
Yep.
And that famous quote from that movie. I think it's probably the most famous line from that special.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought it was such a bad little tree.
Yeah, exactly.
It's that one or the when Snoopy kisses Lucy.
Licks Lucy. Yeah. Yes, I've been kissed by a dog.
Ah! Yeah. So whatever that noise they used to make. So I do have to send, of course, Charles Schulz a gigantic thank you to Charles Schulz for all the work.
And also Minnesota's own.
Nice.
See, now I got to do it. You get your Chicago stuff there. We got Charles Schulz, man.
Vincent Gagliardi.
Of course,
the great composer of all the Christmas, or all the Peanuts specials, I believe.
Every single one until he passed. Yep, exactly.
Also should be mentioned, the creator of Joe Cool.
That's the guy
who helped create help him and Charles Schulz. I do believe those two are the ones that created the character of Joe Cool for Snoopy.
Yes.
And if you ever want to hear the greatest version of Joe Cool, when I was in high school, they came out with a special CD of all the famous celebrities doing the Peanuts songs.
Oh, okay.
Like, there's a version of that.
Yeah.
There's a version of all of them.
Because Joe Cool had his own theme song, if I remember correctly, but I can't remember how it goes. See, now we're going to just, you know,
and
completely off the rails now.
And we're going to have to try to get this in here.
Okay. Oh, there you go. Yep.
And this is B.B. King
doing Joe Cool.
I mean, you got arguably the greatest blues man of all time.
Not arguably.
He's the greatest blues man of all time. Muddy Waters, all those. I'm not giving any disrespect to, you know, Johnson or any of the greats.
Nope.
But, I mean, B.B. King.
No one had a career like his.
No.
He lasted so long and, again, generational. So, yeah, you're right.
But David Benoit, Kenny G was on that album.
Yep.
Chick Corea,
Patty Austin, Dave Brubeck. Yeah, some great jazz artists on that one.
I still got this somewhere. I just don't know where, but it's somewhere haunting around.
That's awesome.
You hear a little Lucille in it too.
Yeah,
this is great stuff, man.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to wrap up this hour right here. But again, I want to thank everybody that joined us this hour. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We are not done yet.
No.
We still got one more jam-packed hour for you. In the 9 o'clock hour, we got a little bit of entertainment news. I'm going to get into a fun story that I wanted to touch on with Seth. There's one involving McDonald's and Big Macs.
Okay.
I wanted to get into also the 50 worst decisions in music history, according to Rolling Stone.
Can't wait for that one.
We're going to kick off the hour with that one.
Nice.
And we got some other fun things we got lined up in that hour. Of course, That Ain't Right stories, good stories of the day, all coming up for you, along with an update on our schedule here. We'll keep you up to date on that, mm-hmm. let you know what's coming up with Morning Magazine and some other fun things.
Yep.
And, I mean, it is live radio. You just never know what trouble we can get ourselves into.
Yeah. This morning really... really brought that home.
It really
live
did.
Radio
it really
when,
did.
When everything's not working, yes.
Nothing was working this morning. And hey, we're still here.
We're
everything's
here.
Running. Nah, we're just fine. We got the best listeners in radio out there joining us. We'll be back with more right here on Mornings at WFHR.